You are now tuned in to LFOD Radio, Live Free or Die. Today is Tuesday, September 10th, 2019. I am your host, Uncle Sam, and I am very happy to announce that I have with me tonight, A-Ball.
What up? What up? What up? How you doing?
What's happening, man?
Not too much. You know, just like, I'm enjoying some rest. You know, it was a hard summer. I worked hard, and it hurt my body.
Yeah?
And, yeah, but, you know.
You're like, looking good, man.
Thank you. Thank you, yeah. I did a lot of hiking and a lot of mountain living.
So,
yeah.
We know you went to New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We know you kind of fell off the grid a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
And you had some expectations. What actually have you been doing all summer?
So I was doing conservation work. I was basically digging in the dirt, making a trail. And then also doing some forestry work. So walking around a forest with a chainsaw and thinning it out and just dropping trees. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. Kind of felt like I was a nature construction worker.
Okay.
Yeah. It was very like hard hat work kind of stuff.
You're like terraforming?
Yeah, basically. Environmental engineering, you might say.
All right.
It's a fancy word.
How long of a trail did you forge?
Oh, I like that. I forged probably like half a mile.
Really?
Maybe 3/4 of a mile, yeah.
Flat, uphill, downhill?
Mostly flat. Mostly flat.
Okay.
Yeah, we had help. You know, it was... So basically what I was doing was organizing Boy Scouts to do the work for me.
Okay.
After they talk. I mean... I obviously worked next to them.
You got to use the chainsaw, though.
Yeah, no, you don't. They don't touch the chainsaw. That was, so, like, anytime there weren't any scouts around, like, you know, or people, you know, not really trained for it, you could just go off and, you know, get a lot of the work done, prepare things so that they can, like, basically help you make wood piles with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I would say that, like the most fun part about doing forestry work is chopping down the tree itself. Like you're like
you're sick.
Yeah, you're looking at a tree and you're just like you just like, you know, yank the cord of the chainsaw and like this thing's coming down. And you just like you make these three cuts in it and it's just like you just try to like measure everything perfectly, make it very calculated. And it's like this procedure that you really need to like kind of Like I would say when you first get trained to do it, you're kind of trying to remember a boatload of information while you've got like an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
And I would say that was one of the like most interesting challenges about it. Like getting trained for it was like, oh crap, you know, like, and then you kind of just want to like let your instincts take over once you really get it memorized. And so like that started to come in a little bit and it was really cool because like by the end of, so like, I used a set of like three off days to get trained and then I went back to cutting trail for a while and it's like, oh cool. So I'm like, I'm allowed to use the chainsaw, but like, I don't feel experienced with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get transferred to another site for 10 days and they're doing forestry there. And so like I get there and they're like, all right, your saw is over there. And like, it's a great one, you know, you're going to be fine. And it was like, all right,
and that
cool.
was it.
Yeah. And then you just like pick it up and you're like, all right. And you're in the forest, like, all right, time to do this, you know, like,
and you're not a Boy Scout, right?
No. No, so I was looking for environmental work, and it just sort of, like, popped up as a job. And I didn't really process it, I think, until I was doing, like youth protection training. And, like all over the place, it's like, I had to register to be with the Boy Scouts of America. And it was, like, this thing where I was, like, oh, yeah, like, this is, like, not public society. This isn't just, like, a place you can pay to go hike. It's, like, you have to be a Boy Scout, more or less, or be associated with.
Yeah.
To like, you have to either work there or be a scout and go there, more or less. It was neat, you know, very different world.
I believe that.
Yeah.
How dense were these trails you were forging?
How dense? I don't know, like almost 3 feet across.
But like, was it like a lot of trees you had to get out of the way, or you just stomping on saplings? Like, what was going into it? Or was it more just walking them? So, I feel like you just kind of walk them.
You can, yeah, but that's just like a really long way to do it. And so one of the things is that like trails are very like like, I would say we've learned a lot through practice, is that, like, yeah, you can make trails that way and they're usable, but it's like, it doesn't last. And so when they put the work in to make a trail, they want to make it as well as they can so it lasts a long time. And so what they do is they have us cut it at like specific angles.
Okay.
So there's like you want to make it like wide enough to walk, and they want to try to make it a comfortable walk, so you're not like pushing through bushes and all that stuff. And then you also want to cut like uphill. You want to cut it at like a 45 degree angle. And basically make it so that the dirt doesn't cave on itself.
Okay.
Over time, or minimize that. So like, it kind of just like, there's just ways to make the trail last longer that take a lot of work, but it's like worth it. Typically it can like extend the life of it by decades maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you have any say in which direction it went, or did they?
No, I was like the lowest on the pecking order.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, they were basically like, here's a tool, here's a site, manage it.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's, I feel like you skipped a bunch of levels though, even to get there. Cause I mean, I have a buddy who's an arborist, basically works with trees, and he had to go to school for a while before they gave him that chainsaw and let him start cutting things down.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he was climbing them and taking specific branches down and stuff, which is a little different, but still cool. Like, trees are no joke. You can
hurt
cause
yourself,
a big problem fast.
Mm-hmm. Especially, you can cause a problem in a forest, and also like urban areas. Or like, people would come in and they, like all the adults that were there were like, yeah, we've worked with chainsaws and all that stuff. And you're like, I don't give a crap. And the thing that gets to me is that like, it's more complicated to do this in a city, because you've got telephone wires, you got fences, you have houses,
right.
You got like traffic, and like, you gotta like, you can't just do an operation in a city. Like, I feel like in the South, in rural areas, more space, people can get hired to cut someone's tree down just like that, and it's like real simple,
right?
You know, like, it's like, oh yeah, there's like nothing it could possibly fall on.
A little more dense. Over
yeah,
there.
Yeah. So, any cities really, compact areas. It's a general
right. Area. No need to make it a north south thing.
Yeah.
So here's the big question: are you still meditating? Did you transcend? What's going on?
Oh yeah.
Like, how in touch with the universe are you now?
I'm pretty much like maximum guru level at this point.
Yeah.
Yep. I did do some meditation out there. Probably. Not as much as I would have liked, but that's always the case. You know, like, you're like, I should meditate more. And even if you do it, like, sometimes.
Yeah.
I think that it was really, you know, like, it almost wasn't something that needed meditation. It was like, just being in the forest was really head clearing. If you got some, like, alone time and you were just, like, up in the hills by yourself, like, just realized it was, like, it's a place where you didn't really have to worry about much. You're like, okay, well, like, it might start raining, or like, you know, I might start to get hungry and want to like walk down the hill and get some food from the cabin. But like, it's like, it would be like the end of the workday and you just like spent 9 hours on top of a hill. And sometimes I'd like go find a spot where I had some reception and just like go chill on my phone. And I feel like those were one of the like calmest times, because like, I was just like sitting with like a view of like 100 miles and just like pure silence. Like, you can't even hear people hiking on trails, cause like they just weren't there. Sometimes you would see people, but it was very tranquil. Yeah.
Sounds good to me, man.
Yeah. One of the last days we hiked up the hill before the sun rose. And we caught the sunrise coming up over this view, and at the very top of this hill, you could still see the moon like directly across.
That's
on the
awesome.
Other side. And it was just like, like, you know, when you see the moon in the afternoon and it's just like in like this gentle blue sky, it was like just like that. And then like this like red sun, like sunset.
That's awesome.
Coming up both on like opposite sides of each other. And I should have taken like a panorama, like going straight up.
You got to take that in though. That's one of those things that you lose it if you.
I agree. Yeah. it was, yeah, photo, it, sometimes, that was another thing. It was like, I always wondered, like, what was a good time to take a photo and what was a good time to just, like, keep your phone in your pocket, yeah, you know, just like, I'm just going to look at this and soak it in because the camera is not going to capture, like, the detail that I see right now.
Well, one thing I've realized, too, is, like, how often do you go back and look at those photos?
Oh, a lot.
The sunset photo? Oh, you do go back?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, still.
Well, from there might be one thing, but in general, when you're taking, I feel like a lot of these photos, these moments that were so, at least me, I see it more in my head than, you know, going back. It gets buried in my camera roll. And
Yeah. I get that. I feel like, for me, it's just, like, it's more of a definition thing.
Okay.
Like, you can see so much more with your eyes than cameras can.
Yeah.
Which is just, like, really neat to me. It's like, why take, like, a crappier version of the memory, you know?
Right.
And, like, but, like, you know, I think cameras are getting better, and that they do make worthwhile photos. Like,
yeah, but you're never gonna match the human eye.
Yeah.
There was perspective and everything.
One situation, it was nighttime, and I do have a good camera on my phone, but it does not, like, do, there's a fancy photography term for it. It's like low, I don't know. Like, people use it for
aperture.
Yeah, I don't know. People use it for photographing stars, constellations.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like
you wanted to slow the shutter speed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I wanted to, I had this beautiful photo of, like, this beautiful view of the stars, and I was just like, I put my phone up and you couldn't see a single star. It was like,
just comes out black.
And, like, even that, it even looked kind of cool, so I took the photo anyway, but it was like, you know.
Yeah, the sky is tough to capture, man. Yeah. You gotta just look at that, contemplate the universe. So, we gotta play some music.
Sure.
When we come back, I have more questions for you.
Excellent.
Of course. And for those of you that don't know, you are tuned into LFOD Radio. We're in between seasons right now. If you want to catch up on past seasons, that's all up on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, LFODradio.com. If you're an artist, you can hit us submissions@LFODradio.com. Send some clean records. That's what we're about to get into now. If you're tuned in, you got questions for A-Ball, you got anything to talk about, @LFODradio with an underscore on Twitter, #LFODradio. And shout out to the patrons. We just got a new patron this week. Shout out Ryan. We're up to 8 now. Slowly but surely building that. If you're curious to know more about what that is, patreon.com/LFODlife. That's how we make this whole thing go. We're going to get into this record, B-Cap from New England Noise. I've been seeing him a bunch at The Shift and other things like that. And he hit me with this record with his homie Dap. They're working on a project. This is produced by B-Cap. Dap does the raps, and the homie John Glass mixed it. It's called Man vs. Wild, aka the story of Alex Ball. You're tuned into LFOD Radio.
It's a special.
To the trust on child, mouse walked in these shoes every time on a sundial. Funds out, burn for woman, don't get it mixed up, cause money's the last thing I wanna be rich of. Kicked up on a hammock in the middle of nowhere, a stand up guy, I never had my own chair, I choose the land, and now I'm feeling like a newer man. From Chris McCandless to Alexander Supertramp transformed, I say goodbye to the boutiques in the woods, a feather pen, I write a loose lease, look into the message until you get the code solved. So gone, is it a verse or a postcard? Ron Franz said, paint my travels on my belt. If it's man versus wild, then I'm fighting myself. Ron Franz said, paint my travels on my belt. If it's man versus wild, then I'm fighting myself. Fighting myself. I'm just fighting myself. Fighting myself. Fighting myself. How can I cry for help if I'm just fighting myself? Fighting myself.
fighting myself, fighting myself, fighting myself. How can I cry for help if I'm just fighting myself? Final round of the fight, should've stopped a 10 ago. But before the match, they passed some money in the envelope to the judge. But they fix the fights often. Back against the wall, I'm turning around and writing on it. Even the odds when they sleep on the guard, put a beating on a boss, and you'll defeat the squad in one move. Hurting all his soldiers, and I like the chip on it. Won't dirt off my shoulders. I want the challenge at my best when it is pressure. There's always more to learn, so I'll never skip the lecture. If an expert is what they claim, tell them there's more knowledge to gain in the game. Frame the picture, but they still ain't getting that. Corner man, so knock them out, cause they don't want you winning. Dab fight in my hands, protecting my belt. If it's man versus wild, then I'm fighting myself. Fighting myself, fighting myself, fighting myself. I'm just fighting myself, fighting myself, fighting myself. How can I cry for help if I'm just fighting myself? Fighting myself, fighting myself, fighting myself, fighting myself. How can I cry for help if I'm just fighting myself? Man versus wild.
My story facts, my shooter record clean, they won't never deport it. your left pinky back door, chest or shoulder. Ah. Let's go. Hey, yo, my biggest fear is my pistol jamming. Two different cannons. If I only got one, then that's a disadvantage. A lot of chips I ain't get from scamming. I counted 900 grand with my man, and we ain't Instagramming. I got rich due to vicious planning. I ain't bilingual, but know how to ask for a brick in Spanish. I hit the club, go and tip the dancers. Make a movie disappear from the scene like I'm Rick Moranis. It get bananas if a nigga play me. Pistol near me. I have obituaries getting scripted daily. My man got locked in the 80s. His niece a grown lady, but when he left, that was his sister baby. Times changing, so is the prices. When I flow, they get overexcited. They know I'm the nicest. Tell me why y'all so indecisive. Had a foreign call before I was old enough to go get a license.
I live my dreams in the crackpot. Put my life on the line for a jackpot. We go hard on that blacktop.
Came up from nothing to something without a record deal. Riding with that old Smith and Wesson like Tekken still. These dudes rapping, I was trapping in the jets for real. Now I'm living lavish, just imagine how my exes feel. But I still remember cold nights and hunger pains. Trying to get my dough right with no lights and hunger games. Either in they veins or Snow White to numb the pain. Beef pop, we lit up the block, that's when the thunder came. Me and these rap guys ain't nothing alike. I'm from a time when we was taught to be tougher than Mike. I leveled up, now my kids ain't gotta suffer in life. We had to struggle, but if it ain't rough, it ain't right. Listen, I was raised by OGs, not the scam and error. So I'd rather house on a hill than a Panamera. I'm blowing up like I'm planning for terror. And only fear God, the feds, and the man in the mirror. Bang out.
I mix my dreams in the crackpot. Put my life on the line for a jackpot. We go hard on that blacktop.
But they ain't got a lot. I found a plug and I turned my corner block to a stop and shop. Switch towns if the shit too hot. And say less over the jack, the same shit that got my nigga locked. I'm in the rave with your thot on the molly rock. She busted open like the door when the cops rushed the spot. Lately niggas is snaky, I only trust the Glock. The trigger safety is shaky, so I adjust the plot. I know a Chinese that cook it in the wok. Put soy sauce in the oil, the traffic non-stop. From where they lust luxuries and foreign V's. Best friends warring over jealousy, broads, and greed. For the bread, I sold it all, acid tabs and lean. Seen straight A students turn to scratching fiends. Black pistol, long magazine. Ain't no acting on the screen, but you get a clip for flashing cream.
Yeah, we're back. LFOD Radio. That was a couple from PR Dean. That included the... that one was Blacktop Spitters featuring 38 Spesh, Prophet, Rome Streets. Before that, we had Wolves featuring Benny the Butcher, Taj Mahal, and Big Flip Poppy. And we kicked it off with that Dap record. We got A-Ball here. I'm just queuing up something new here. Just if you can ever send us attached records, that's awesome. We love that. Like, the more you can send attachments, the better, because things don't always work how you expect them to. I know what it is.
A little technical difficulties.
Nah, here's what it is. Because I like to drop gems.
Gems. If you have to wait for the pressure to build it.
If you're gonna send just don't ever send zip drives, but if you're going to,
I thought you were about to spit.
Just send them as zip drives. If you send them as Dropbox, I'm going to open them like Dropbox and expect to be able to play the record and download it one at a time.
Mm.
But like zips in Dropbox is a nightmare. So we're going to get back into this and we'll come back and talk to you. But I want to do a longer stretch. We just had quick. Rule number one of radio is no dead air. So couldn't let that happen. This is Freddie Black, Roz Beats. It's called I Know. You're tuning into LFOD Radio.
Boy.
Check. Took your first hit and your nose drip. See, risk it all for a coke flip. A 3.5, what you think that gets you? Scratched on the 8 ball, now you up a river. With no paddle, you can't swim. Easiest way to learn is to jump in. We cut from different cloths, use a wash. I'm the one in the bathroom, I'm so not to touch. You average and I'm legendary. I practice on the daily, you're never ready. I'm never worried, you're very scary. Act tough and get hit with the Dirty Harry. Lay your work down, you won't hear a sound. Never see who did it like no one's around. When it's your time to go, you ain't got a choice. Are you gonna go quiet? I make a lot of noise. One thing I know, one thing I know. Slow dough always better than no dough. So keep it low, keep it low. Hard to handle when things get out of control. One thing I know, one thing I know. Slow dough always better than no dough. So keep it low, keep it low. Hard to handle when things get out of control. Money on my mind like it's all that I think about. Going house to house like a kid on his paper route. No matter what the money do, it won't make me. The root of all evil, either love me or hate me. Best you holler for a dollar, do something strange for a piece of change. Did all them things and didn't even know your name. They say money make the world go round. And if it's true, I'm just trying to get on the carousel. Thought I'd be there by now, but my soul, I was never gonna sell. They say black don't crack, it's true, but everybody got a time and eventually catch up to you. You know, scared money, it don't make none. That's why I say take money, just to make money, dummy. One thing I know, one thing I know. Slow dough always better than no dough. So keep it low, keep it low. Hard to handle when things get out of control. One thing I know, one thing I know. Slow dough always better than no dough. So keep it low, keep it low. Hard to handle when things get out of control.
When the lines in, still drop dirty. After popping icing, it's our damn day just to get violated. Ever seen a road swift? Babies have babies in a hood like whatever. We gained this together. Once got a whop and had money for the room, so we did the Humpty Hump in a Burger King bathroom. Low key kept it undercover. The way she goes, smells like she's the quicker picker upper. No job. Dropped out in a felon. On the net met a fat wife. Name Helen, 300 pounds. Maybe more like 280. Had a couple babies, 270 give or take it. Called that secure in the bag. Had to fight the baby dad. Tried to stop how I eat, so I got up on the side. What's in the dark always come to light. Hair was nasty, you think she had headlights. Why try though, bleaching your eye? Put your life on the line, hang them out to dry. Trying to keep my hands clean, out here ride dirty. Get messy, mop him up with the 30. High tide, gain off the Irma hammer. Swim towards the current, system trying to drown me. Stain your record like Clorox and Darks. Spin cycle half for a top for one. Out the slums, nobody gave me nothing. Had temptation, so I hustled David Ruffin. Papa was a Rolex
stoned, so I sold out to him. Beam up, Scotty, we got lip off Houston. Left my sack and my clothes, my majestic alone. And I'll feel in my jeans, please say it tastes like soap. When I enter the booth, mop the floor when I leave. Might slip if you do. Cover your ears if you're kids. We got round two. Cause two times, call it deja vu. Cause stripper for some change. Actual change. Nine penny nickels. Actual change. Okay, wanna hear the story? Left the house in a hurry. I was in hunky dories. Got some dance from Lori. Left my wallet at home. Ain't wanna hear that story. In the car, had change from laundry. Had to wash clothes anyway. Told her I'm sorry. Slow anyway, but buggy was boring. Said, give me a moment, jumped on it and bounced. No fabric softener, cause I was hard. Then she gave me, had me moaning and groaning. Guess who I seen doing laundry next morning?
Finest. Wonder what Optimum Prime is. Never underestimate your highness. Stripped in melanin, galaxy's finest. Put a bit of pressure on the spirit of the highest. Do it, I will. Do it, I will. If they don't believe me, then you betcha I will. If they don't believe me, then you betcha I will. Bit a big happy love for the betcha I chill.
Flow. Oh my gosh.
Where man go?
Oh my gosh.
If a man see it.
Oh my gosh.
I guess you never know what you got till it.
Flow.
The adolescent said he get up from the streets. Give them, get the feet, let them grow the feet. Fly him out of Africa, get the kids to breathe. Show them how the other half, how the world is. Show them how the other half, how the world is.
Nah, they don't know me.
They don't know.
They can't hold me.
They can't hold.
They box, they box, they talk. I know they can't show. Please believe me.
Please believe.
They deceive me. They flex, they flex, they flex. I know they can't see me.
Waiting on you to come outside.
so they can downplay your life. Downplay your life. But I'm never scared. I'm never scared. Can't move me out of business.
Nah, 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 nah. Not free your mind. We keep erupting time. Cut us, we gon' bleed up divine. Turn it, that what we up and wine. We on the grind. Grinding, designing. Like Virgil Abloh, we shining. We move mountains while climbing. I'm into fine things. Like dining with fine things. My dreams found wings on the back of the struggle. Pull a back muscle, back to the hustle. Rap for the duffel and the black couples that lay troubles down and let love do. It's diligence, I'm militant for villages. The villainous, they pillage us, but willing with the willingness.
They waiting on you to come outside, come outside. Just so they can downplay your life, downplay your life. But I'm never scared, but I'm never scared.
Ghost of the past, telling me to blast, telling me to fast, telling me to go whoop a vast is the task that grasp the mass, cast over the mass, the dash for cast the last pass. Slow down, we can hold down for the profound thoughts that go round. The world is your town, it's my town, it's the new wave, we on high ground. Come on,
hey. What you just heard was exclusive.
We'll be right back.
And we are back, LFOD Radio. I'm Uncle Sam. We still have A-Ball with us.
What up, what up?
So are you going to be back for a while? What's going on?
Yeah, it seems like it. I don't know what's really going on with my life right now, to be honest.
I'm sort of
finished a contract of a job, and, you know, I'm just, like, looking for... I was just thinking to myself today, like, I got to start looking for a job, you know, like...
Yeah.
I've been bumming around for too much. You know, it's been almost a week or so since I've been home, and I've been trying to, like, lock down some other things. Just kind of, like, you know, have some fun with my friends again, and it's ready to get back. I'm like, ready to get back to work, you know?
Yeah.
Had some time.
See if I can find some work for you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, let me know.
Before we keep going, that last record was 13 p.m. with Frog Claw. Before that, Wax Taylor with The Light. Common with Hercules, produced by and featuring Swizz Beatz. Sampa the Great with OMG. And we kicked that session off with the new Danny Brown, Dirty Laundry.
Over.
If you do not follow us on Instagram, you are missing all sorts of popping, locking.
Fun times.
Fun times with A-Ball in the stories.
It's good times.
So definitely at LFOD Radio on everything, _ on Twitter. All this so far that we've played tonight has come into our inbox, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us clean records. If we like them, we'll play them. Dude, what's the thing that is the most of a culture shock coming back?
Everything is different. You know, I don't know. I think like LFOD is sort of in between seasons right now. That's one thing. Like when I feel like around this time, I was like almost a year ago, I started on this show. And I remember like things were just kicking up for the season. And then we did the whole season. And then I like left a week later. And it's like it's just this in between part that we're gearing up. And but really like. I think it's just like people's lives seem different.
Really?
Know? Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people I've met have like they haven't changed their person, but like they might be like, "Oh, I have a boyfriend now," or like, "Oh, I have like, you know, like I moved here," you know. And it's just like you just come back and you realize like, "Wow, I was really gone," you know? Like,
we switched up on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's
it was like 3 months that everyone's changed.
Yeah. It's like I missed a year here, you know?
Yeah.
I think a lot just happens in cities, you know? Everything's going on all the time. And that's another thing. Is like, it seems like it's very hustle-bustle. And, you know, I thought that I would get this culture shock kind of thing. And I think that was more like a... Just a people... You know, like I wasn't shocked. It's just like things seem a little different, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Honestly, I probably did get some kind of shock from it.
You weren't as unplugged as I thought, though. I thought you were completely off the grid.
I mean, yeah. I wasn't unable to get contact ever, but like I think what was interesting is that like you would learn just word of mouth, like oh, someone's like, "By the way, there's cell reception over there," you know, and you're like, "Oh, really?" Like, you know, and then like it was like this suddenly rare commodity, you know, that like people were like, "Yeah, you gotta like there's not a whole lot of it around there."
You can get two bars in that corner of the valley.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get to the Santa Fe National Forest at all?
I did not. No.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Santa Fe National Forest.
Where were you exactly in New Mexico?
So I was probably like smack dead halfway in between Albuquerque and Denver.
Okay.
Near the border on the north side. Just like.
Were you on the other side of the gorge?
Which gorge? There's a lot of gorges.
Doesn't the Rio Grande pass through there? There's a big, huge gorge.
Yeah, I don't actually know which side it's on. I would say like the right side if you're like just looking at a map.
Okay.
Most likely.
Okay.
I did see the Rio Grande at in Taos, which is like close by. I don't know.
That's the part of New Mexico I know.
You know,
because I stayed in Angel Fire, which is on the other side of the mountains. From Taos.
Okay.
And I was driving down to Santa Fe and Albuquerque.
Oh, nice.
That, like, that highway was my stretch.
So do you know Cimarron, New Mexico?
Like, in what way?
Do you, like, have you heard of it?
Probably.
It's a pretty small town.
Yeah, yeah. That's where you were?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. Taos was the nearest Walmart for any.
So you weren't far from Taos?
Not too far, no. Probably an hour drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can, there's that big bridge there over, that goes over the Rio Grande. There's a giant bridge outside Taos.
Yeah.
Maybe, it goes over the Rio.
I don't think I noticed that. Well, maybe, yeah, maybe I did go over it. But
you don't have to. It's not on the main trail.
We were going along the river for a while until we found the Taos Valley Gorge trail.
Okay.
And that was very beautiful. The river looked like it was like gold flowing through the bottom
of
the canyon.
Awesome.
It was incredible.
Yeah, I love it there.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Indeed, yeah.
I got a bunch of cool, a lot of, craft makers, I guess, show
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, streets.
With and you just, would like, think a lot were, like,
carvings.
American Indians, but a lot were Peruvian who came up, tons of Peruvian crafts and stuff like that, and get all sorts of stones and carvings. And yeah. But, we got to get out of here. We're going to continue this conversation next time. We're back next week, LFOD Radio, same time and place, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Hopefully you'll be there.
Yeah,
I think Amanda should be there as well. She's had a pretty crazy week. If you're tuned in, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us your clean records. We'll spend them. We're playing a lot. We are going to be coming back for season 6 very soon. So as people know, once that gets started and we start talking a lot more, we wind down. So get us the submissions now. We're going to play this Camp Blood record. This is called Aerosol. And we're hoping to talk to them once we get this season started. So there's a little preview. I'm really happy this sound has hit Boston. And LFOD Radio, live free or die.
Running through. the guap. You know I came from the mud. AP dripping like a flood. They hate me, they wish I'm a scrub. If they were sleeping, I'm waking them up. No control cause they don't want me up. Come with the dollars, you keep all the trust. Been whining, I see all the fuss. Making in the product is key, that's a must. You know I came from the mud. AP dripping like a flood. They hate me, they wish I'm a scrub. If they were sleeping, I'm waking them up. No control cause they don't want me up. Just want the dollars, you keep all the trust. Been whining, I see all the fuss. Making in the product is key, that's a must. Come from the city of thieves. When they wish and believe, they praying somebody gon' make it out. Know that they wishing it's me. Said I'm on a mission with speed. You know I'm hitting six in a V. I'm Jeff Gordon on the corner swerving. Your boy in position to lead. These pop warning to warn them, telling them ain't no bitch in our league. Smoke these n****s up like I'm Furley. Ain't no sticks in our leaves. I've been striving for greatness. I got eyes on the right, and I'm just seeing all the stars. So I've been trying to race that I need. Diamonds and bracelets to remind me I'm famous. I take a look over at Aiden. If he's straight, then I made it. I swear to God, I'd be the gold. Got a gold, I'm trying to see my child grow. That's what we know. I said, let's go. You know I came from the mud. AP dripping like a flood. They hate me, they wish I'm a scrub. If they were sleeping, I'm waking them up. No control cause they don't want me up. Come with the dollars, you keep all the trust. Been whining, I see all the force. Maintaining the product is key, that's a must. You know I came from the mud. AP dripping like a flood. They hate me, they wish I'm a scrub. If they were sleeping, I'm waking them up. Gon' talk cause they don't want me up. Just want the dollars, you keep all the trust. Been whining, I see all the force. Maintaining the product is key, that's a must.
You know it's a must. I had no option, you know that you was rough. I got on my own steam, you know I leveled up. Then I'm some now, I'm like, so what? Stay around for me. You a bum, you a clown to me. All this money is surrounding me. Only cause I found a sound to me. You ain't gang, you ain't none to me. I only keep good company. That's my people, he my son to me. Used to make fun of me. Now I'm up, now they fond of me. I just think that it's fraud to me. I gotta be who I gotta be. That's a soul ticket lottery. It took a whole lot of me. Sacrificed a whole side of me. I know God's real proud of me. I know God's real proud of me. For real. Yeah, you know it's real. Well, the conscious scales. They pray, they hope I fail. On the rail, ain't no cool plug, about to take my veil. Big body Chanel, no cap, dog, that's real spell.
You know I came from the mud. AP dripping like a flood. They hate me, they wish I'm a scrub. If they were sleeping, I'm waking them up. Gon' talk cause they don't want me up. Just want the dollars, you keep all the trust. Been whining, I see all the force. Maintaining the product is key, that's a must. You know I came from the mud. AP dripping like a flood. They hate me, they wish I'm a scrub. If they were sleeping, I'm waking them up. Gon' talk cause they don't want me up. Just want the dollars, you keep all the trust. Been whining, I see all the force. Maintaining the product is key, that's a must.
Prezi riding presidential. I don't need credentials, riding residential. Pull up in the Tesla. Thought you knew that I was special. Don't you test me, catch me when I'm flexing. I accumulate with aggression. Ooh, that's mad money. $150, leave your head like it's mad money. A gang full of low life. Bags in the low ride. Ooh, flow got the light like. You ain't getting nothing from me. My up tempo's got me up tempo. I'm hitting heights you couldn't tap into. I'm running out of tiempo. That's Spanish for time. Gotta know your grandmas, that's Spanish for dime. Look up to the sky, see the stars are aligned. Tell me who you know is this flight.